Lesson 6. The Baptism of Jesus Christ. Purpose: to help the children want to keep their baptismal covenants. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. John chapter 3, verse 5. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 4 through 10 and 17 through 21. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 17. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 15. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34, Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37, and Gospel Principles, chapter 20. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed: A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. A Book of Mormon. C. Fourth Article of Faith Chart, number 65004. D. Picture 7-7, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 208, number 62133. Suggested Lesson Development: invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention Activity: have two children come to the front of the class, face each other, and hold hands above their heads to form an area the other children can walk under. Explain that these children represent a very important gate. Tell the children that this gate is the entrance to the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. Have a child read 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. Explain that one of the first steps to eternal life is going through the gate, being baptized. Have the children walk through the gate. Scripture account: show the picture of John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. Teach the account as found in the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions: study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Who baptized Jesus? Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Why did John the Baptist hesitate to baptize Jesus? Matthew chapter 3, verse 14. Why did Jesus want to be baptized? Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 7 and 9. Why do we need to be baptized? John chapter 3, verse 5. What does immersion mean? Why must we be put completely under the water when we are baptized? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. What happened right after Jesus was baptized? Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. How do we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 15. How did you feel when you were baptized? How did you feel when you were confirmed and given the gift of the Holy Ghost? What did you promise when you were baptized? What does Heavenly Father promise us? Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37. Explain that these promises between us and Heavenly Father are the baptismal covenants. When we are baptized, we covenant to become members of Jesus' church, help others, stand as witnesses of Heavenly Father at all times and in all places, serve Heavenly Father and keep His commandments. If we keep our covenants, Heavenly Father covenants to forgive our sins, give us many blessings, give us daily guidance through the Holy Ghost, give us eternal life. See Gospel Principles, chapter 20. When we go through the gateway of baptism, what are we entering? 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verses 17 through 18. What must we do after baptism to gain eternal life and be able to live forever with Heavenly Father? 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 19 and 20. Article of Faith. Show the fourth article of faith chart. Help the children memorize it. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Write the following questions about baptism and their scripture references on the chalkboard or a piece of paper. Why? Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verse 13. Refer also to 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 18. How? Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 72 through 74. By whom? Refer again to Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 73. When? Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 27. Have the children look up the scriptures and discuss the answers. 2. Write each of the following phrases on a separate piece of paper. For the remission of our sins. To become members of the church. So we can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. To be obedient. To get on the straight and narrow path. Have the children pass through the gate used at the beginning of the lesson. As each child goes through, hand him or her one of the papers. Explain that these are reasons why we must be baptized. Discuss with the children how we can keep our baptismal covenants. 3. Using the picture of a child being baptized, number 62018, and the picture of John the Baptist baptizing Jesus, tell about your own baptism or have a child tell about his or her baptism. 4. Help the children memorize 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. 5. Arrange for a group of children to sing Baptism, Children's Songbook, page 100. Or sing or read the words with the class. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony of the importance of baptism and that baptism is the gate to the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. Some of the children may also want to bear their testimonies about their own baptisms. Suggested home reading. Suggest to the children that they study Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 6, The Baptism of Jesus Christ.